But start with Ohio State. Here's my biggest concern. Julian Sain.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a back on the team that's anywhere near as good as Junkins and Henderson were last year.
No, time. I like C.J. Donaldson from West Virginia, but he's nowhere near the back the other two were.
Donaldson is like a pacemaker.
Yeah.
He'll move the chains, keep you going. You know what he reminds me of? He's like an Iowa running back.
Okay.
The other issue is just, this is where I'll get yelled at, people. I think after you win a national title, there's a natural letdown.
I agree. A hangover.
I'm not getting yelled at for this. No, this is good.
Look at us.
It's a whole new you.
So I had a couple notes on them. 14 guys lost to the NFL. It's one shy of the record.
Okay.
Specifically, the entire D-line and 4 of 5 on the O-line. You told me the quarterback has no experience, and now you're throwing him to the wolves. I don't like that. But by far, my biggest revelation when I dug into Ohio State, Mike, they are giving us the ultimate gift because we get to bet against Matt Patricia again. He's their defensive coordinator. That's right. They hired that bozo to replace Jim Knowles.
How do you go from Jim Knowles to a guy who wears a duvet cover as a shirt?
Mike, we famously made a lot of money betting against him when he ran the Eagles defense a couple years ago, remember? And as a Lions fan, it was the only source of joy to bet against the guy. And now we can do it with him at Ohio State.
Now, this is interesting, too. If you're looking towards week one, Saturday, August 30th, Texas, who is your preseason number one, will be the first number one to be an underdog.
What is it, like 2.5, though?
Yeah, it's just Ohio State is favored.
And it's on the road.
But here's the schedule. They take on Grambling, Ohio, at UW. Little bit of a trappy spot at UW. You never want to go west, but fair enough.
Okay.
Home against Minnesota, at Illinois. At Wisconsin, who stinks. We'll get to them later.
Yep.
Home against number 2 Penn State. It's Mr. Garvey. He never wins a big game.
Nope.
Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers, and then whatever the hell Michigan is. So on a schedule basis, the 10.5 makes sense. Even if you drop Texas, even if you drop Illinois, who am I picking against? They get Penn State at home, and until James Franklin does it, why would I pick him? Maybe Jim's right, guys. I don't know. I just feel like... You want to bet them to make the playoff, that's fine.
There's no value in that.
I wouldn't take them to win 10.5.
Well, let me ask you, who's going to win the Big Ten? Are they your favorite to win the Big Ten? Or
no.
Is it one of the other two?
I would lean the other two.
And I know where you're going to go with it. It's Oregon, right? It can't be Penn State. You just got done saying they got to go to Ohio State.
No, I don't like any of these teams. I don't like the Big Ten.